Right, hello. This is a pre-recording for the release of Age of Sigmar. I realise no one's probably going to show up at all since it's the twilight hours now. It's 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday the 11th. Just a tad into the twilight, but things happen and delays caused. I just thought I'd do a quick overview of some of the things going on and my own two pence, I suppose, on the current situation. I think it's safe to say a lot of people weren't really happy with the Age of Sigmar. Not so much because of the changes, but because the changes didn't really require you to remove 8th edition at all. They could have coexisted quite easily side by side. And I think that is the main cause of a lot of people's frustrations. I can understand people saying that they're dumbing down the game since you've gone from a massive rulebook to 4 pages effectively. But I think a lot of that is really a switch, because the 4 pages are just the rules, and a lot of rules now that affect individual units and characters and races no longer actually exist within the Sage rulebook. There's none of this see page 97 of the rulebook for what poison does. It's all on your unit cards. So really it's a redistribution of where the rules are. Yeah. I don't know how effective that'll be. I'm not going to be negative, or I'm going to try not to be negative about it all. I think the main gist is just that they should never have ended it. But it's up to Games Workshop, isn't it? It's their property, they can do what they want. They always will do. They've always said they weren't making enough money, but there's certain gimpish things that I'm not quite sure sit right with me. The lack of formations really being one of them. And the second one is they really seem to have shat on Ard Harmys in Age of Sigmar. Yeah, you can take massive units of blokes, but you're going to take them off in even vaster droves than before. And I was kind of hoping we'd move towards a mechanic which meant you'd remove a unit, it'd either be dead or it wouldn't be dead, and not just put down a unit of 50 clan rats, 7 die, 9 die, 15 die, they're all dead. That's the individually taking things off, which you're still going to get, because, I mean, I was just prepping my friend who I'm going to play Age of Sigmar with in the next couple of days, because he's a little disenchanted with the whole notion. He's going to give it a go, because, we've got a bazillion models between us. I mean, I must have 600 plus Skaven, no exaggeration. On top of that, an entire High Elf army. On top of that, Lizardmen that I've been collecting ever since the re-release Lizardmen, which was like 5th edition, I think. And what else have I got? Oh, Warriors of Chaos. Oh, and half a vampire army. So yeah, I've got a lot of models. So the whole slicing things up between the universes, not really an issue for me, because my friend's got beastmen, I've got warriors. In between us, we've got the odd demon model, so that's a quite solid chaos theme. And with that, I've got Skaven as well. It's more like the age of copyright, because as I put on the forum, anyone who isn't copyrightable has had an accident, has died. You know, it's just how it is. I mean, I knew we were moving towards this. The second that Games Workshop changed the name of the Wargaming paints so that they could copyright them, we knew, really, if you thought about it, logically, that this was coming. This is just how can Games Workshop mitigate all the things which stops Games Workshop selling models. And one of them's full copyright. Another one's making them unique so they can sue people. And another one is getting rid of units, because if you think about it, how many people use unit fillers or proxies? I don't. I mean, I do in test games and when I can't bother looking around for the right model, but that's laziness more than anything else. But I know a hell of a lot of people which just put a tree trunk on a base and then put a goblin on top of it and go, that's six goblins. And it's like, what? So, yeah, with that kind of thing and the copyright of the sculptures, I mean, they really get away from it, don't they, now? Because with the measuring from the model now, not the base, the reality of the situation becomes that custom-built things will either need to be built to specific dimensions to already fulfill the size limitations of the current official model, or they could be manipulated. There's a big thing on how your models should be modelled in order to not get an advantage over other models. So I don't know what's going to happen, especially on the tournament scene. You're probably going to have to rebase your entire army because square bases stack together quicker and easier, so you probably get more in, so you probably can get more attacks in because people fighting within an inch. I mean, I've been doing a fair bit of passive research into the Age of Sigmar, watching YouTube videos and things. I just wish people wouldn't have an absolute mental breakdown at the changes. It's Games Workshop's baby. They can do what they want with it, really. It's up to us if we play it or not. Don't know about Kings of War. There's a lot of people talking about that, saying it's a good alternative, but I remain sceptical. I've seen a lot of Kings of War models, and I can't say I've been exactly thrilled at the prospect. But that's a different topic altogether. 8th is dead. It's not going to survive. We have this every single edition release. You get, I'll just play the last edition because I like it better. You know, where are the people playing 6th? Where are the people playing 7th? The community is already small, and then something happens and it becomes smaller, and it just spirals like that. And not only that, it's going to get boring at some point. At some point, if you're just going to stick with 8th, you'll just get fed up, because you'll play the same things over and over and over and over again, to the point where it's just dull. Which is something which 8th wasn't as bad as with the other games, to be honest with you. I mean, I remember in 6, when you knew from deployment, if you even stood a chance of winning, and you knew as soon as a unit charged, who'd won the combat. It wasn't even an if. It was, whoever charged goes first, he charged, I've already crunched the numbers in my head, I've lost. So, yeah. 8th was better than that. There's a lot of offshoots now. There's people doing the 9th edition and 8.5 and the ETC. And while everyone's big on loving the ETC, can I just point this particular fact out? Every ETC tournament has the same Chaos list, the same Warriors list, the same Skaven list. For a supposed community that wants to have a balanced thing, no, they don't. They want you to play one list so they can practice against that one list and treat it more like a sport than a game. Which I can understand to a certain perspective, and I can even tolerate that. I actually think that the ETC comp under 8th was probably one of the best comp packs, if not the best comp pack. Because it stopped people being a bell end, basically. You know, and the in-depth FAQ that went along with it allowed you to sidestep a lot of arguments, because that's the real problem when you play games. It's the people who want to be pedantic over the use of the English language when it's written by people who aren't actually that bothered about the English language and its true definition. My issue when it comes to the ETC is the unbinding reality of the situation when you try and talk to the people who write the rules, and they think Skaven slaves are absolutely broken because 4 years ago Skaven won a tournament and Kairos, the most powerful character in the Chaos book, is completely fine and not broke, and there shouldn't be any comp on him. And you'll find a lot of people from the ETC hierarchy have this opinion, and not only that, surprise, surprise, they play demons. So, they're not biased at all. It's somewhat infuriating. And the supposed suggestions that slaves should be special choices. Who the fuck is going to buy a unit of slaves from your special allocation? I'm sorry, but it's bullshit. I can understand that they might feel that it's not a good thing, but there are a million ways you could tweak it. You don't have to do that. And not only that, now that Games Workshop's officially stopping these lines, it's not going to be producing the models for 8th continually. They're all going to dry up at some point, and everyone's going to have to turn to eBay or alternative model suppliers. Which is fine, really. I'm not saying there's a problem with that. But no one seems to have hit on the nerve. You know, if it was me coming up with a new comp, you know, 8.5 or 8.9 or 8, the new breed, I'd try and incorporate the new releases into it, because people like to buy new models and use new things and change the meta up a bit. There's no reason why you couldn't translate a hell of a lot of the stuff from the Age of Sigmar into Warhammer. I mean, you can look at the stats and you can see the suggestiveness of what should happen with things and what the special rules they should have. So it just really is a matter of crossing that over and gradually introducing, you know, lots of skirmish units into Warhammer. Because everything's going to be a skirmish unit now. But if you didn't want that either, I believe it is Mantic, where you can get models on round bases and the round bases go into square trays. So there is the scope for you to do different things rather than just try and do 8th edition and ride it the way you want it. And a lot of people will do that, and you'll just have bias, and it'll be annoying. That's your problem. The problem is there'll be no central authority on which comp and what to do and how do you get it solved. And you talk to the guy because you've got a problem and he's got demons, so it's like, I don't give a shit. It took a lot of shouting to get Kairos on the comp list. So, yeah, there's inherent issues of doing things in a certain particular way. But, I don't know, it could be done. I just think if you widen the model range, then you're probably going to give any 8th continuation a prolonged lifespan, because people can buy the new models, they can use them for Age of Sigmar, and they can use them for Warhammer 9th edition. And that's more win-win rather than, no, you can't use the new models, you've got to use the crap ones. The next thing that really annoys me is that we seem to have gone all PC all of a sudden. Some parents complained, and basically Slaanesh is getting redesigned, possibly abandoned or killed off completely because of inappropriate attire. Well, sorry, but you don't actually really see anything terrible. I mean, this goes back to those crazy fuckers who are obsessed with people breastfeeding in public and saying, oh, it's terrible. Why is it terrible? It's possibly the most natural thing in the fucking world. And people who think like that just... if you think like that, then you just want to shoot yourself. Don't be corporate brainwashed into thinking that you should use fucking formula milk because it fucking pays for someone's wage. You know. I really don't see the need to drop Slaanesh or to replace him with Skaven. It's kind of irritating that they've officially said that Skaven are Chaos. Because they've done it, but they've not said why, how, when. You know, unless we actually get something now which elaborates on the Dark Wanderer sort of before time look back through the Chaos Storms to see him and what he was and what he did. You don't really know the backstory. And the mystery of the Skaven, I think, was part of the lure, really, because they came from an unknown source for an unknown reason. And it could have been anything, really, with the way that Warhammer twists things around. But it seems we've gone more towards Hail Emperor. Welcome to the Space Marines. And, well, I just can't stand 40k. I played it for a long time. I tried to enjoy it. What can you say? It's just rolling dice and shooting guns. It's more like a first-person shooter game. And that's just a bit fucking dull, in my opinion. So, yes, I'm going to be playing Age of Sigmar at some point in the next couple of days. I am, at the minute, working on some cheat sheets for us to play the game. I'm going to try and document it as much as I can. And it should be interesting. We're going to use as old tournament lists. I can't remember what comp they were made with, but it might have been ETC, actually. But it's going to be the last ETT comp. And what we've done is I've looked at the lists and kind of worked it out under the Age of Sigma Mohammer comp, which is a work in progress, where basically each pool point represents a war scroll. So your war scroll is a pool point. And each pool point is an MSU unit. So a war scroll is 20 slaves. A war scroll is 20 clan rats. A war scroll is 10 night runners. And so on and so forth. And on this basis, we're both somewhere in the region of 25 to 30 pool points. Some war scrolls are worth more pool points than others. I can see the way they're doing it. It's currently based off how things were in 8th. I really wish my phone would stop going off. Especially at this time, 5 to 2 in the morning. So, yes, on paper, the pool is fairly similar, so we'll see how it goes. I've got big blocks of Skaven. He's got a couple of big blocks of Beastmen. I actually think, reading the rules, that he is going to massacre me. But we'll see. He hasn't really read the rules. He's a bit pissed off. So if he wins, probably make him feel a bit better about Age of Sigmar. Probably make him a bit more interested in how it's all working. So, yes, that's the basis of that. That's going to be probably Wednesday, Thursday, so I'm probably going to do a pod almost as soon as possible afterwards. I'll try and get someone to come on with me so it's not just me talking, droning on. And we should be go. As you probably gathered, now got a TeamSpeak server system set up. Because I got fed up with the constant updates. I had to update Skype. I had to do this. I had to have an Hotmail account. I had to sign in. Every time they updated Skype, I had to update my recording software. That was becoming a pain in the ass. You're openly spied on. I just can't be doing with it. I work in the tech industry, you know, like 40% now, I'd say. And probably moving into doing more tech stuff because it's just people paying for my knowledge. And I really like taking photos for a living. But it's fiercely competitive and people are willing to do it for fuck all because they have another job. And that's just pissing me off because they're just damaging their own market because they're hurting themselves as much as anyone else because when they try and put the prices up later on, it's a fucking nightmare and you lose customers. But, yeah, that's completely separate to Warhammer. So yes, I shall be doing an in-depth review of the entire Age of Sigmar breakdown, the way it works, how it's working, what I think after I've had a game. I'm not going to say what I think at the minute. I mean, it's obvious I'm not terribly happy with the changes. I mean, I see potential there. I see as much potential as I see regret. Because it could have been used as a gateway game to get people into 8th. So I don't see why they didn't just polish 8th, re-release it as 9th, and then focus heavily on the Age of Sigmar to get 40k players into fantasy. Start merging some of the rules between 40k, Age of Sigmar and fantasy so that you're creating a bridge for crossover. So you're creating the capacity for people to easily pick things up. I mean, the thing is, I think it was in 6th edition, everyone complained that 40k and fantasy work the exact same way. And now they want to go to a system where it is similar. It's maybe it's just this games thing that things go round in infinite loops. It's a cycle of life, you know. They try something, it doesn't work. They try something else, it doesn't work. They try something else, it doesn't work. Because Fantasy and 40k worked exactly the same at one point. You could easily pick it up, and they moved away from that. And perhaps that is the number one flaw in everything that happened with Games Workshop. But you could just as easily argue that it's bad management because, right, here's a business studies comparison. About 3 years ago, Burger King wanted to file for bankruptcy in the UK. Claimed they had a bazillion stores, weren't making any money. Obviously, there are a lot of people dependent on those stores and their jobs, so they have to go through a certain process to shut everything down. They applied. They turned all the files over to the accountants. The accountants turned it over to the lawyers. People dug through things. And at the end of the day, the judge said that they'd not run an effective marketing campaign, so how did they expect to make any money? Well, Warhammer Fantasy Battle wasn't exactly advertised. It was all, here's 40k, here's another marine, here's another marine painted blue, here's another marine painted green, here's a marine in a dreadnought, here's a marine flying out of a ship, you know. So yeah, I'm surprised the End Times got as much coverage as it did, given the situation. They put a fairly big marketing chunk into that, and lo and behold, it sold well for them, and then they were surprised when it sold well. Yeah, that's the kind of things, isn't it? And Burger King's still going in the UK, by the way, because now it's making a shit ton of money. Who knew that when people realise you're still in business, they actually go out and buy your products? Shock horror. Yes, rambling now, aren't I? In fact, I'm not even sure I've covered anymore. So yes, I'm going to do a full breakdown. I'm going to talk about all the different comps prospectively for Age of Sigmar. I might do follow-ups on 9th edition-ish, or hell, we could even write his own comp. You know, I've always got loads of weird ideas in my head. And the website. Apparently, I didn't tell anyone when I thought I'd told everyone. I've told Ratty. I'm pretty sure I've told Rageaholic. What I did when I moved servers was moronic. I thought I'd backed up everything off the test server when I cleared the test server. And I didn't. And then when I fell out with the old host and cancelled it and gave him the finger, I lost my entire work in progress of the old site. It was scratch built, so I was pretty angry. After that, we had the end times, we didn't know what it was doing, so I couldn't really be arsed. I really need to use a framework for some of my clients. So what I've been doing is I've been playing with the framework and I've been using that for just about anything and everything. So the site is back under construction. I'm not sure when it'll be finished. I want it finished before September, but I don't know if it will be. It's a new rendition of a framework, so everything's changed and I've had to relearn how to make things look the way I want them to look. The CSS, if you're a coder, basically goes through another process which translates the CSS and the SAS for extra security, basically. But in theory, if I master it, it's a good thing to use. So we'll see. At the minute, I'm doing absolutely everything in that. So if you have any suggestions or ideas or anything else you want putting on the radio site, feel free to let me know. I've already had a suggestion for a site wiki, so I'm going to put a wiki up, which anyone will be able to add content to. Please don't be a dick, or I'll have to make it approval of Skaven Dan before anything gets posted. But I am a bit control freaky anyway, so I probably will read everything that gets posted anyway, just to be sure nothing stupid does go up. But I am looking forward to relisting it. I have been working my ass off, as you've probably gathered, since I said I'd do this at 11 p.m. and here I am 3 hours later finally doing it, because I can't leave it till tomorrow, because something else will come up, and then something else will come up, because that is the nature of being self-employed. You've just got to do things when you can do things. So here I am at 2 a.m. rambling to myself. My neighbours probably think I'm insane. They're not far wrong. So, is there anything else really to discuss? I'm not sure. I mean, I enjoyed 8th, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed playing the different comps. I enjoyed all the different things. I do think that pedantic, gamer-centric, wanna-wins, whackers are probably to blame for Age of Sigmar. Because I know they fucked me off, and I think this is Games Workshop giving them the finger and going, yeah, fucking sort yourself out, we don't care. They're going back to the main base, which is getting people into a game easily to keep it going, keep it fresh. So I can't really argue with that. I can't comment on the end times because I haven't finished reading it. Yeah, that's a bit shit as well in itself. So really, I think we'll have to leave it there for now. Like I say, there will be another one coming in about 5 to 7 days' time, probably. And it'll be a full breakdown of how I felt everything went. if I'm happy with Age of Sigmar and the way it went, I'll probably start doing breakdowns for Age of Sigmar and cheat sheets and various just shortcuts so that people understand. Might do a complete comparison actually from 8th to End Times to Sigmar, so that people understand without having to play the game. I know there's a lot of negativity attached to the Age of Sigmar, but honestly, it happens every edition. There's people who are negative towards 8, even now. I know someone who moans about 8th. He's never played it. Never played one game of 8th. He's just a moaning cunt. And I don't know what enjoyment he gets out of that, but clearly he has an axe to grind against Games Workshop for whatever reason may be. And he prefers 40k, a game where you just need the biggest gun with the best arm piercing and you just roll more dice than your opponent and you win. I mean, some people might like that. Fair enough. It's not for me. I play Total War games where flanking units is something that matters. Now, it's far more realistic. You know, if someone's running at you from every direction, you're not going to be too thrilled to stick around. Whereas in 40k, that doesn't really matter at all. They could be coming at you 360 and whatever is worse. It's all a bit tit for tat. And of course, everything's Space Marine centric. I suppose that is probably a bugbear of 40k. There's no massive racial diversity. I mean, Fantasy Battle has 14 races, is it? Or had 14 races. So we'll see, basically. If anyone wants to use the pod for other things, I've said it before, they're more than welcome. Now I've got the entire server thing. This server system is online all the time, so if anyone wants to become a server admin on the Tube Chat, I can arrange for that to happen, and you can use the TeamSpeak to communicate the own live stream thing. Even if you wanted a 40k, I bear no grudges. If you like 40k, fine. Just don't ask me to play it. I like it. And another text message. Right. So, if you're listening, thank you very much for tuning in. I know there wasn't much interest in this. There was more than I thought there would be. So, I did it. And I shall talk to you in approximately a week's time about the Age of Sigmar, and I will either sound chilled, kind of like now, or I will sound like a Balrog, because I'll not be happy. I do expect to lose this upcoming game, because I've looked at the combinations and just gone, how will I win this? But we'll see. Hopefully it'll be entertaining. And at least a quick death. So, thank you for tuning in, and I'll catch you next week. Bye.